Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking markets with Daryl in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
Fire at the Tyson Beef Packing Plant in early August shut that facility down. When it was first shut down, wholesale box beef prices went up sharply, then eventually retreated after the shock of the fire started to wear off. Cattle prices went down substantially, but have now recovered from the lows after that fire. In fact, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says we've got beef and cattle prices looking very solid, very strong right now in the aftermath of that shock.
You know, across the board, the entire cattle and beef complex has really had a remarkable run since mid-September. All of these markets kind of bottomed at that time. Some of that was kind of coming out of the last vestiges of the plant fire impact, but really it was partly seasonal too. So we've had a tremendous run in cash markets and futures markets for feeder cattle, for fed cattle, and the box beef market. And so once again, as we've seen a lot over the last two or three or four years, as beef production has grown, we've had a pretty good demand pull that makes it a lot easier for these markets to respond very well.
We're, of course, in the middle of the fourth quarter now. That means we're always thinking about what's going to be happening in 2020. You talked about this fact that we've kind of leveled out a little bit, or maybe, as you called it, plateaued on mama cow numbers.
I think so. I think the inventory has plateaued. I'm basically expecting the January 2020 cattle inventory numbers to be plus or minus unchanged. They could be either way slightly, but I don't look for a major change in either one of those. So I think we are on a plateau. We're on a plateau at the peak of a cyclical expansion, which is kind of a unique place to be in some sense. And again, we've had the demand that has matched that and allows us to be in a relatively stable place in these markets in general right now.
And this little panel we had today at the fall board meeting for OCA, you talked about the fact that the discussion was that there are commodity cattle now, and if you want to get more than that minimum price, you've got to do some work.
You know, I think the cattle industry has always struggled with this idea of balancing a commodity-oriented system, which is, from a cost standpoint, more efficient, against the reality that cattle and the meat products they produce ultimately are very different products, and those products have different value potential in them. So what we're trying to do is find ways to capture more of the additional value of cattle and those products that come from those cattle and still benefit from the cost efficiencies of the commodity kind of way we manage cattle in much of our system. It's a tremendous balancing act that we continue to wrestle with.
I've heard this before, but really both of you gentlemen and David both articulated a little bit more about this minimum number of days of weaning that really is starting to become more of the norm.
I think that's right. We have seen it really in the last couple of years, particularly with respect to the data we collect for the Oklahoma Quality Beef Network. 45 days is the protocol. It's the specification for these VAC 45 type programs in general. But what we're seeing more and more in the industry, from the buyer standpoint, is that they really prefer 60 days minimum. And I think we're probably moving towards a norm like that. And part of that comes out of the fact that as an industry, we still really wrestle with some of these particularly respiratory disease issues in the beef industry. And so this is one way for the buyers to try to enhance that a little bit and minimize some of those impacts.
Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.